In Queens, New York this week, family and friends of Staff Sergeant Dwayne Lewis said their goodbyes. Lewis was in Iraq with the Army's 10th Mountain Division when he was killed last month. He was hit by insurgent gunfire. Lewis was born in Grenada but moved to New York when he was 9. Those who knew him say Lewis was fun-loving but ready to risk his life for his adopted country. Kathleen Horan of member station WNYC has this remembrance.
His family stood in the doorway after the service, clutching the folded American flags they were given, and watched in disbelief as the simple wooden coffin was carried away by the soldier pallbearers. His father, Ian Lewis, says it helps to remember some of the best times they shared together, like Dwayne's first winter in New York.
One of the fondest memories, like the first time he sees snow, he was like, wow. He was like a pig in mud. The first time he sees snow, he went, he rolled, he ran, took his coat off and rolled in the snow. It was fun watching him play in that snow.
Ian Lewis says his son's exuberance extended to many things, like hip-hop music and being near the women who helped to raise him.
He loved baking, you know, making pastries, a lot of things like that. Very helpful to his aunt and grandmother.
When Dwayne was little, he collected comic book trading cards. His favorite characters were called Sabretooth and Wolverine.
He always think he was Wolverine, always flexing his muscles. Oh, I'm Sabretooth, I'm Wolverine. He was like that.
In some ways, Lewis resembled those brawny fictional heroes. But Staff Sergeant Victor Grady, who was a platoon leader with Lewis in both Afghanistan and Iraq, says Lewis's muscular frame and 19-inch arms weren't the most surprising thing about him. It was his ability to put other people's needs first. Like when their food packs fell off the side of a 4,000-foot mountain in Afghanistan, and only Lewis and Grady still had their food rations.
He looks at me and he says, you know what we have to do. You know, and yeah, I was looking at him, and I'm like, I don't think so. You know, no. What do we have to do? And he says, we got to give our food to the soldiers. He was just selfless. He would give himself more than anyone I've known.
Grady says it was around that time he and Lewis made a bittersweet promise to each other.
We made an agreement with each other back whenever we first went to Afghanistan that if Lewis was the one to pass before I would speak at his funeral. And if he was the one, or if I was the one to pass, he would come speak at mine. And we always said we couldn't think of anybody else we would want to stand up, you know, and say something.
Instead, Grady stammered and shook at Lewis's funeral, barely able to get the words out. But later, at the family's house, when they asked him if Lewis spoke of them and if their Dwayne was happy, he was able to tell them yes. For NPR News, I'm Kathleen Horan in New York.